AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
You know who it is. It's the voice of DJ Scream live from First Class Sounds. Big Bank is here. Time for more Big Facts.
Yes, sir.
And we're getting straight to it today, man. We got family in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? A real OG, a real legend that wanted to sit down and spit some facts for us.
Whoa.
We about to swear them in.
Whoa.
Let's welcome El Dorado Ren.
Yes.
Before we get started, man, before you even get to that bottle, man, you got to put your hand up. We got to swear you in. Man.
Okay, let's do it.
You got to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, all the truth, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
So help me God.
So help me God. All right, so we're going to get the truth from El Dorado.
If it ain't what's big up, facts,
whack. What's up,
got,
man?
You, hold up, you got a right to plead the fifth, too.
You can plead the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to incriminate no niggas in this motherfucker, no type of shit like that.
Well, one thing about it, man, you know, we know how to talk, man. Old murder always the code.
Nah, for sure, you right.
You know? So, we know how to talk.
So, what El Dorado Red been on as of late, man? Because you know when you was mashing real hard.
Yeah.
Music was buzzing crazy. Then you got into some legal situations, and that kind of threw you off course. So let everybody kind of know. We want to know the whole
story.
Yeah,
I got locked the fuck up. That's what happened. I got charged with some homicides. And some bullshit and some more bullshit.
Plural. Didn't have shit to do with me.
Didn't have a goddamn thing to do with me. And it put my career to a halt, but sometimes certain things be necessary so you can get something else out of the situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too geeked up on the rapper boy shit. That's cool, but
yeah. That's
not really my, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I learned something that was valuable, you know what I'm saying? I have a chance to get back to that. I'm still active in the music career. I got artists signed to me right now. We putting plays together behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So, and I still record when I feel inspired. I still put music out and, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, I was at my peak, you know what I'm saying, when I left, you know what I mean? I was at a good spot where I was breaking some, where I was breaking some ground. You know what I'm saying? I think last time I seen you was in Miami. I was working then.
Everything happened like a couple weeks later. It was crazy.
But basically, what you saying? You weren't in the same headspace you in now.
I definitely wasn't in the same headspace I'm in now. So you know what I'm saying? Some shit that be seem like a curse be a blessing in disguise. It be your perspective though, how you look at the shit. You know what I mean?
So let's go back to the beginning of the El Dorado Red story, man. When did you kind of burst on the scene and start to create that music buzz? What year was that?
Like 04, 05. I was doing music like in Alabama between, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever I was doing in the street and then just recording and fucking around. But I came to Atlanta like end of 04, 05 with the mall. I came to Atlanta with the mall. And so the music thing was always like, kind of a dream, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas was getting money, but at the same time, niggas wanted to do something else, you feel what I'm saying? But everybody ain't rap, though. Everybody wasn't talented, like, you know, artist-wise. So my big brother, you know what I'm saying, Free Wavy, you know what I'm saying? He was like, shit, we going to put some of the check behind Lil Bro. Lil Bro go crazy. And he really own what he talking about. So they got me over here in Atlanta with them, you know what I'm saying? I think you had came to the spot before in M West. When we was staying in M West.
For sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that was like my beginning, you know what I'm saying? I came here with some made niggas and then like, I just ain't never leave, you know what I'm saying? Like Atlanta like my second home, you know what I'm saying? As far as everything go, industry and, you know what I'm saying? All that, you know? They like my second home, so.
And my early memories of you is, of course, rocking with, like, Black and Duct Tape.
Black stamped me in the city. Black and Shawty Low.
Black and Shawty Low, that's what I was going to say.
No facts. I can't, listen, I came here with the fam, but I'm saying, between Black and Alley from Zone 6 to the West Side, Black was one of the niggas that was influential. He always embraced me from day one. So you got to understand, the real family tie, like, this man done been in my hood. I done been in his hood.
Sure.
He done came down and been in my section. Like, all his jewelry on, all his niggas, I done did the same thing in his section.
Sure.
Like, we brothers at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? So it ain't really on the rap tip with us. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Shawty Low. I was kind of like, didn't want to do the rap. But like I said, my big brother and them were pushing me. They wanted some other ways to get some paper. So they were kind of, they bought all this equipment and put it in the crib that we had just for me. Trying to make me, you know what I'm saying, rap and shit. But when I seen Low, God bless the dead, I was like, damn, I might have a chance. Because it's a real street nigga, you know what I mean? I'm hearing about him. And he making good music. And he having momentum. So I wanted to work. I wanted to like link with him and do something with him, and then we end up making that happen. Went to 2610 on Bankhead, did a song with Low. I love my plug.
Long live Low,
man. That was like my introduction to the Atlanta rap scene. You know what I mean? Low like blessed me with the feature, and you know what I'm saying? I did a tape with you. Well, nah, Low put it on his tape with you. Yeah. The I'm the man.
Like, we gotta add one more with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, so Low gave me a blessing by doing that. Like, he, you know what I mean? We chopped it up outside the music, and he saying everything was authentic on my end. So, long live Low, man. I miss him, man. For real.
What part of the game, like, the hustle, like, you know what I'm saying, the street hustle that you say you still use in the music shit?
Man, the part of the street hustle that I still use in the music shit is the aggression. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get nothing, you know what I'm saying, that I got now, you know what I'm saying, from not being aggressive. So, like, with the music shit, I ain't taking no for an answer. Just like in the street, I wasn't taking no for an answer.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas getting some money over here. If this shit close to my hood or my section, I won't in.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I won't in. We ain't taking no for an answer. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Same thing with the industry. Screen, you remember. Like, I can say this shit on camera because we family now. I done called you a couple times. Why you ain't fucking with me, nigga? You fucking with all these other lame ass nigga put my shit on your tape. Nah, for real.
Nah, I'll be like, bro, you gotta send me some music before I can fuck with you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna put it out there. Like, yeah. I'm gonna call Scream on, like, man, what's up? You feel me? Eventually.
You fuck with my shit, bro.
Come on, man, we want in.
People been on my head, but I
cut us in or cut it out, man. More shit, man. We want in. Straight up.
I'm telling you.
We want in,
so
bro.
You feel like you more on CEO shit now, or you ready to get back out there?
No, I'm saying, like, I've been working the CEO move, because, like I said, it really wasn't the whole thing that was built on the music shit was built around me.
Yeah.
It wasn't no other artist, you know what I'm saying, that was in our circle, you know what I'm saying, like, that was doing, you know what I'm saying, like, not for real, you know what I'm saying? So I been, like, on that, but, like, yeah, now I'm kind of, like, forced to due to the circumstances. Like, I came home, I turned down $250,000, you know what I'm saying, my first month home, because I couldn't go get the money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I did, when I seen that they weren't really going to let me, you know what I'm saying, actively, you know, go perform, do shows, I guess, you know, they weren't taking me serious as an artist. I don't know how. They used my music in court. So obviously I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But you know, when it come to us, man, our ethnic group, you know what I'm saying, they don't play the game fair. Cause you know, if I was doing rock music or something, you know what I'm saying, I think, you know, it'd be different. Everything ain't so literal. You know what I'm saying? When fucking what's my man name? De Niro. When he go shoot, you know what I'm saying, Casino or whatever the fuck movies, you know what I'm saying? When he go home and shit, you know what I'm saying? He go back to his family, whoever he taking care of, his wife and kid. Why we can't do the same thing?
Do you think you was ready back then? If you'd have blew up, do you think you was ready for that shit, for the fame and shit?
That's why I say some shit be a curse. And you be thinking it's a curse, but it's a blessing in disguise. Because really, the headspace that I was in back then, I don't think I would have lasted too long.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think, goddamn?
I don't think I would have lasted too long.
Exactly.
I don't think I would. I can't.
Nigga was still trying to have 1 foot in, 1 foot out, all that old shit.
Yeah, I was in the wrong headspace.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I was in the wrong
everything
headspace.
Everything happened for a
and
reason.
I came in with a chip on my shoulder.
Exactly.
Screen told you how I used to call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like, bro, y'all gotta let us in. Like, this shit, you know what I mean? I'm looking at what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys, you know what I mean? One of my favorite saying, what I tell a nigga, that's why when I first came home, you seen niggas on the internet. Niggas was threatening, like sending threatening shit. Then some nigga was saying what they gonna do to a nigga. Then some nigga was saying how he came home. Oh, that nigga must be telling this, that, and the third. I ain't never spoke on this shit. But since I'm on my Mob Brother podcast and I fuck with you, Screen, and this big facts. The big facts is, nigga, when you at the top of the totem pole, ain't no motherfucking body to tell on.
Nah, real shit.
Who the fuck you
real
gonna shit. Tell on when you at the top of the totem
nigga.
Pole?
Bro, listen.
Come on, man. What, I'm gonna give myself up?
Niggas be coming. When niggas come home and tell
come
me.
Come on, bro. I can bring my discovery pack in here and show you the pyramid. Nigga, it's me and another nigga. And the other nigga, he ain't even had nothing to do with. Well, he just an older nigga from my hood that came from California and was doing his thing down there in the 90s. They tried to put me with him. No. You know what I'm saying? This a big homie from my area, but that's not my generation.
Yeah, that nigga ain't about, nigga, I am at the top of the totem pole. Real, y'all got the right man.
Yeah, he's not in my era. You know what I'm saying? So y'all targeting me. You know what I'm saying? So when, like, but one thing, I said that to say this. One thing about the truth don't have to be explained. Only a lie have to be explained. Because when you tell a lie, you got to keep lying to cover up the lie.
That's real
shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know.
Pop your shit, nigga.
Yeah, I never, when niggas was doing all, owe murder. Because at the end of the day, the concrete gonna vouch for me, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? The sidewalk gonna talk for me. When you authentic for real in this shit, man, I can go anywhere in Milwaukee. If it's a nigga in Milwaukee getting some money in my town, cause a lot of niggas come through my town from Alabama. You see what I'm saying? Montgomery to be exact. Birmingham to be exact. Them my two trenches. So a lot of out of town niggas come through there, they hear about me. They know what's happening with me, man. Cause when they come down there, I'm a name that they gonna hear. Yeah, you know, shout it, you know what I mean? Whatever. So all that shit, that's the only thing I don't like about the new era. You feel what I'm saying?
They take shit and run with it.
I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still on penitentiary time. You call a nigga, you say a nigga telling or anything like that, and you come in the dome and you ain't got no paperwork, you finna get pulled out. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Yeah.
Cause you can't, a nigga don't play with a nigga name behind the wall or on the street, but definitely behind the wall. Cause see, behind the wall, if you do that mean, nigga, if it's some phones in here, you can't use none of these phones or nothing. You a rat. You can't have nothing to do with what we got going on. So if you need to call your family, if we on lockdown, whatever, the jack don't get passed to you, nigga. You probably ain't finna be in this dorm if I'm in here, cause if you a rat, I'ma put you on the dope. I'ma have one of the little homies tell you can't be in here. Put your shit on the dope. If you buck, you gonna get eight.
Simple.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, you speak about Montgomery. What was your relationship with Doe B?
That's my little brother.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas be like, you know, Grand Hustle, whatever, whatever. Yeah, he did the deal towards the end, but the mob put the money behind Doe B. Period. Me, my little son, Junior Boss, you know what I'm saying? Mm, my other little homie, little daddy, CBM, little daddy, all them niggas, little nigga was getting money around my era, the time that I was out there and active. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dope, he was a nigga from the hood that was rapping, doing his thing, and everybody knew that he was the chosen one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it like they be like, out of my hood, Ridgecrest, right? They be like, Dope was the biggie and I was the pop. You feel what I'm saying? That's how they be. How they compare it, like,
yeah, without conflict though.
Yeah, without conflict. Yeah, yeah. From the same hood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but it just like the styles and the attitudes and the auras, like what was laid back, like big, rap like a motherfucker. His delivery was like, the best way to describe nigga delivery was like water. It was like when he get in the booth, it like water. Me, I was more emotion filled. When I get in the booth, I'm kicking some shit. It's authentic, but it's emotion driven. Doe was like really born to rap, man. Yeah. Like,
what's the real story behind Doe B with that shit with him now, though? Oh, you can't speak on that?
Yeah, I can. It, you know,
like, I ain't really know what happened.
I'm smiling, right? Cause that's how I know you a real street nigga. Cause a lot of niggas don't even ask that question or don't even like know why this man lost his life.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The story behind that is what's going on today and why I start doing the Big Chief talk on my Instagram. Because, you know, they say it ain't enough. It's too many. It's too many chiefs, not enough Indians. No, I say it's too many Indians and not enough chiefs. It ain't enough niggas like Big Bank Black or El Dorado Red or like niggas who done been through shit to like holler at the young niggas, like, cause Doe lost his life to a situation where it basically was a war that was 10 years old. My hood, my generation against another hood, you know what I'm saying? One of my big homies got killed in that war. One of their big homies got killed. 5 years later, the little niggas who of age now they 18,
inherit,
19,
they inherit
the beef.
Yeah, they inherit that shit.
That's what happened, man.
Born in that shit.
Like this Big Facts podcast, right?
Nah, facts.
This is Big Facts. That's how my little buddy lost his life, man. The nigga that was gonna open up the doors for everybody, including me. Cause I was doing my thing. I kicked in the dough, but dough had took it to another, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Another level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You couldn't cross over, all the way over.
He would have chosen one.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm proud that you know, I was a part of that. Because the first time you ever seen him on TV was with me. I the first nigga put him on World Star in the DUB Floats video with me, him, and Junior Boss. You know what I'm saying? I had a chance to sign, though. But at the time, like I told him, because my partner who I used to get money with brought him to me. You know what I'm saying? And was like, look, you need to shout it. I heard him. I was like, damn, he it. Then I ain't know he was from the hood because he way younger than me. I find out he was from the hood. I said, damn, you from the Crest? Oh, yeah, come on. Come over here with us. So I brought him in with us. And then, like, him and my little niggas started doing their thing together. And we always in the studio. If we ain't get money, we in the studio. So we would all meet up at the studio and do songs. That's how it's so many songs with me, him, Junior Boss, you know what I'm saying? And I told Doe, like, I don't want to sign you because, you know what I'm saying, if I sign you, I want to be able to give you enough money to get the fuck out the street. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I can't do that. I'm still figuring all this shit out. But let's just make music. I invest in you. Like, we can shoot some videos. I'll pay for it to go on World Star so you can get out there. Mm. And that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, that was a long-standing beef that the young niggas in his generation inherited. And he was in the club, you know what I'm saying? And some of the niggas from that neighborhood happened to be in there with, he was in there with the young niggas from my hood. Mm. And it went up.
It's yeah.
Simple, stupid shit, bro.
And then nigga, I bet you a nigga can't even tell you how the first beginning of the beef even started.
They not even old enough to know, bro.
That's what I'm saying, like.
They not even old enough to know. They just know that,
we don't like them. We don't like
them. We don't like them.
Yeah, we don't like them.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just,
that shit don't be about nothing.
It don't be about nothing, bro. And the man, you know, he lost his life to something that was really 10 years old. And that's why I be saying, you know, it be a lot of foolishness. And niggas, I wish I was on the street. Like, I know I can't take back the hands of time. And God got a plan for everything he do. But I just wish I was on the street and could have, you know what I'm saying, alleviated or kill or anything, you know what I'm saying?
Anything but that result.
But that. Yeah, anything exactly. But that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was special to our city, bro. You know what I'm saying? He was special. And he lost his life to really some nonsense. You know what I mean? The man got two kids. He had a family. He really had got away. You know what I mean? He moved uphill. He had condo and shit uphill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, he just started popping. So like, you know, you still kind of want to be seen in your hood. He came off the road, you know, doing shows. From the story I was told, because I was locked up, but I had a cell phone, so I'm calling to the street every day, finding out what's going on. My young nigga and them tell me, shit, big bro, we wanted him to go to the club with us. You know, they want to be seen with him, because now he buzzing.
Right.
Yeah,
you
for
feel
sure.
me?
Nah, it's time to stunt.
It's time to flex. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, our boy sure. from our hood, he done made it.
Yeah, we done made it.
We done made it.
We done made it, right.
We done made it.
So he came out the road. The young niggas from the hood, like, boy, we gotta go out. And like, boy, you in the city, we gotta go out. We gotta show our face. And you know, I'm locked up. My other little partner, Junior Boss, he in the feds.
Junior Boss,
he
locked
the
up
face.
Too. Yeah.
Of the hood, of the Crest. He
of
the face.
Of the city, goddamn.
Of the whole city, yeah. The state, really.
Yeah, the state.
Boy, we gotta go in this club, boy, and let these folks know, boy, we've arrived. That's how they thinking.
Big came hard. He came hard.
Man, and you know, he was a natural, bro.
Long live Doe B too, man.
Like,
go ahead.
Now, so way back Montgomery history real quick. Deuce Comrades, what hood was they from?
Ridgecrest.
Ridgecrest.
Ain't so much shit came out of my... Yeah, I don't Ridgecrest know what it is about
it's something
my
that
area,
water in Ridgecrest, for sure.
I don't know what it is, bro. Like, it's so much shit that came from right there, bro. I swear.
I remember you a guy that used to be on Ridgecrest shit. You still fuck with Gotti?
Man, I ain't... It like a situation where I came home, I reached out to yo, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, this Big Facts podcast, right?
Facts.
We're gonna kick some big facts.
You sworn in, now.
I feel like, you know, when you a nigga that, like, in my position, like, when I feel like when I jumped out, niggas ain't really know how to take it. Nigga like, damn, he just had 25 years. Like, damn, is the folks on him? Like, what is he on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I got out, it was kind of like, first of all,
I had to reach out to people like, yo, I'm home.
Instead of niggas finding you.
Instead of niggas.
Where you at? Bro, I see you, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to like, and you know you see me because I'm out. I'm on Instagram letting you know I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, so I had to kind of like, shout out to my nigga Keon too. He locked up.
Yeah, I fuck with Keon.
That's my nigga. He a solid nigga. Shout out to Keon. You know, me and Keon, we were arguing shit like brothers and everything. But at the end of the day, that's my nigga. I'm here in Keon like, bro, what's up? You know what I mean? I'm trying to goddamn, you know, my only shot at the music shit now, for real. I'm too hot to do anything else.
Yeah.
He falls on the nigga Bubba. I need to like, so I push up on him. They come to the city. I push up on them, and then, you know, let them know this is what I'm trying to do. Woo-woo. But I think my being on house arrest played a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because when I was moving.
Niggas out at night, really. Niggas out at night,
number one. And number two, when I was moving around with them guys, it was more so I'm having my own paper. They having their paper. I'm pulling up. We in Miami recording this week. I'm there. That's how a lot of the hits got made.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the Concrete Jungle song got made.
Mm.
They was in Miami. I was already in Miami fucking with my Haitian partners and them on some more shit. They come down there and stay down there for a month to work on Holmes' album. I'm with him every day. I play him the record. He love it. He jump on it. So a lot of the magic be made like that. You got to, you know that, bro.
Yeah, no, organic. It should be organic.
Organic.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to move around to get shit done. So I think, you know, but ain't no love lost in that, man, with them guys. Like, I just, you know, me being who I am, like, I feel like my loyalty sometimes put me in a position where, you know, it I might give a little more than what I be expecting the same thing back.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because it don't matter if your dog can't move around or not. You know what I'm saying? If he get locked up tomorrow and come home 4 or 5 years from now, I know how to send a care package to him. He on house arrest. He can't move. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I still know how to check on him and what's going on with the situation and woo woo.
For sure.
But,
for sure.
So it like, you know, like I said, at the end of the day,
you just can't expect you from somebody else.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't expect somebody else to be thing. You. Then, you know what I mean?
And then, you know, they had a lot of shit going on over there. They had situations going on over there. So I just feel like, you know, by me jumping out, you know what I'm saying? And I had so much shit attached to my name, like I'm hot as fish grease right now.
Yeah.
So it like I think,
at it from all angles. You gotta
look at it from all angles.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I say it ain't no love lost. You feel what I'm saying? But it just, I feel like by me being confined to house arrest and I couldn't really move around and really like feel the situation out, it kind of like it was a no go basically.
It's basically like, goddamn, whole while I'm sitting down here, the niggas are my plan. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, this shit was a part of my plan. It just disappointed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know I get out, I'm finna goddamn fuck bank, you know? I'm finna hit these niggas, but I'm finna get back to it because I'm already tuned into the street. I see who got what going on.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna reach out to my top. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't really go as planned. But that's what plans are. That plans are to be adjusted.
Mm.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So I had to adjust my plans. And when I seen that the powers that be really weren't going to let me move around like I needed to and provide for my family and go out and be the artist that I know I could be, you know what I'm saying? I had to think outside the box. So I signed the artist. I end up doing a business deal with some of my good Jewish buddies in New York. You know, they give me a lot of money. Shout out to Cinematic, Johnny Shipes.
No, for sure. You know what I'm saying?
So I had to start, you know, okay, boom, let me go in CEO mode right quick.
Mm.
And so, you know, you got to think out the box, bro. You got to adjust your plan.
You got to keep going.
Shout out to everybody, though, that ever gave me a shot. I'm so loyal and so 100 with niggas. I'm still like, boy, I appreciate the opportunity because I learned a lot being around God. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot being around dude. You know what I'm saying? I learned work ethic being in the studio. Like, they would leave the club at 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm thinking we finna go back to the hotel and go to sleep. Nigga, we drunk, high,
geeked
up. No, these niggas going in the studio.
It's time to work.
Staying this motherfucker to the next day.
Why you be telling niggas that shit, bro?
Dropping hits. I'm like, okay, this how these niggas getting these millions. So, like I said, I learned a lot. And see, a lot of people don't know, before Youngster and Bag came around. Like, I was there when Gotti was doing that L.A. Reid deal. I was finna be the first artist on that CMG deal. Cause Zilla.
That's around the time when we was in Miami.
When I ran to you in Miami. Okay. I was with them.
For sure.
We was working on the deal then.
Right.
Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was working on the situation then. You know what I'm saying? So, I fucked that up. So, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, and to all the young niggas that's watching and that's listening and understanding my voice, man, if you going into this game right here, man, you can't have one foot in and one foot out, man.
Nah, for sure.
You got to know this shit right here is your only option, and you got to go at it like nothing else ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of time we fuck our own self up because we come in the game having a little paper, so we thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like we ain't going at the shit like, boy, if I don't do this, I ain't gonna eat.
Yeah.
That's the mentality you gotta have. Exactly.
That's why I just asked you earlier, like, what you brought from the streets. Like, yeah. That's what you brought from the streets.
That's what I brought.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no choice. Like, the studio, niggas might get in the studio, like,
ain't nothing else gonna work.
Trying to halftime get them hits. Man, these niggas is working
full
daily.
Time hustling.
He nigga got a room full of motherfuckers.
I'ma tell y'all
trying to make these hits, man.
I'ma tell y'all something, bro. The best artist right now that you see having the most momentum, having the most money, having the most hits is the niggas who came in the game without no money.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Nah, them facts.
They had something to work for.
Them facts. What a nigga say, man. Yeah. I don't give
them
a fuck. What a nigga say.
Them the biggest facts.
The
man.
Top artists is the niggas who came in. You go on YouTube and you look at these niggas. 10 years ago, these niggas ain't have no money.
Nah, real shit.
That's because, real. But I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
They started.
I'm saying that's all them niggas had to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, boy, if this shit don't work, boy, ain't nothing going.
That's why I told them niggas it's a gift and a curse when you know how to get money out the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can always be like, man, fuck the studio. I'm gonna make the play.
Man, you know how many times I had my nose turned up at the rap shit?
Right.
Like,
that's all I was saying. Being broke, calm down that ego.
Yeah, you have ego when you come in. You know what I'm saying? With a little paper, like, you don't be as on it as much as a nigga who like, but it's all, but this shit got to work. I ain't got nothing else going.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Every time you came home, man, how did it feel? Like, the music would sound different, the streets was definitely different. Like, how did that affect you mentally? Like, did it make you have to move different or approach everything different? Because the first time you might have went in, there might not have been no Instagram, and you come out, now it's Instagram, you feel me? And then the music is sounding different. How did all that affect you mentally and how you move?
I mean, it really didn't affect me
mentally, because I was on High Max for like 18 months. I was at Jackson, for anybody that know about the Georgia prison system. That's right by the city. We get V103. Nigga, I was listening to you.
Okay.
Drama, you know what I'm saying? So I was in tune with the different changes in the music, how niggas rapping now, how they coming on the beat. So I was in there, you know what I'm saying, writing and like getting adjusted. Only thing I would say that kind of fucked me up is the fact like, your ass better be just doing music. Cause your ass on camera, Instagram,
yeah,
all this shit, this technology.
Yeah, you can't be nowhere slipping.
But
none of that.
Listen, your ass go live and you got some smoke, boy, your ass better know what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Better know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like before I left. You know what I'm saying? Before I left, nigga could throw rocks and hide a hand. You know what I mean? It ain't like that no more. It's too, the technology so like, You just gotta, you know what I mean? You just gotta really, it's about the music, bro. You know what I mean? It's about the music. And this, we in a different era. Don't nobody give a fuck if a nigga, a rat, a fuck nigga, got it chained to.
Period.
Nobody cares about
who
that shit.
Who making
bro,
hits?
Who got a hot ass record that's been a stream a business. Million times?
That's the business.
Nobody
I keep telling
give
you, dumb ass
fuck about
shit.
None of that shit, man.
Period.
Yeah.
So if you rapping and you, I'm really living this. I'm too. Who gives a fuck, sir?
Nobody.
Nobody cares, man. Nobody
cares. Era, man.
That shit over with.
We'll rather take a gimmick. I'd rather sign a gimmick than a nigga who in some real
man,
shit.
And you
hear how this shit go.
And you hearing this shit from a real stepper, man. The street gonna vouch for me, man. I'm telling y'all, that shit over with. So
thanks.
Do some music, man. Let your talent speak for you, man. Let your talent be first, like. All the young niggas who coming in the game, like, and then that don't mean that you can't be a nigga who front
your business.
That handle your business, yeah. Or front your era that got a name, your era that's going hard. It's artists out there like that. Shout out Ola Runt, man.
Facts.
Little bro going crazy.
Nah, for sure.
He
nuts.
Got the passion.
He going nuts.
He ain't tripping out no chains around his neck. Man, that nigga remind me of, like, he give me a DMX, like,
nah,
but his generation.
And that nigga
though.
stay in the studio.
And he be working.
Nah, yeah, working, really working.
Yeah,
city
so,
to city.
So it like, you know what I'm saying? You just got to know the era that we in. If you asking me what I came back to, that I was like, damn, this shit different. Those are some of the main things.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody care about that shit, bro. Make
them
music.
Yeah, make them hits.
Make them hits, bro.
Make a lot of music. That's the whole thing. Cause you make, that's just like, goddamn, you make 100 songs, two of them motherfuckers gonna be hard.
Yeah. No, that's what I call it, a hit. It's just like shooting a basketball.
Yeah,
you
man. You gotta keep going, man. Niggas don't understand
out.
That shit. Like, the more time you got them spinning that studio, something gonna come out.
Gonna figure something out.
Exactly.
Something out. How to write for somebody something. You gonna figure something out. Now, one thing you said, bro, when you walked in, you was like, man, I need to put my glasses on because I was in the hole so much. What's the longest you ever spent in the hole?
I did 18 months in High Max. I don't know, like, if you know what that means, but that's like a supermax prison.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I first got locked up, I ain't go to population. You know what I'm saying? First, I went. They sent me straight to a supermax prison. My first time being locked up in Georgia and everything because the charges that I got, you know what I'm saying? They were saying that I would have too much influence with the inmates, and then they charged me with some gang charges. You see what I'm saying? So it made it difficult for me to, like, anybody else would have went straight, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even have no contact visit for like 18 months.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And you remember Brian Nichols? Y'all remember Brian Nichols?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He was next door to me at the spot I was at.
Wow.
They put me around people like that because who they label me to be. But now, this my first time. I ain't never went to prison. This my first time. I ain't never had a felony or sit on cases. You see what I'm saying?
You know how many niggas get another chance to talk about that shit, though?
On
this side of the gate.
Yeah,
it ain't that many.
For real.
Nigga, it's a blessing, nigga.
You know, nigga don't really come back from this shit, man, unless they done did something that's dishonorable.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
There ain't no way around it. You know
Facts.
What I'm saying? But, and that's why I was saying, like, go back into what I was saying, I was getting ready to say to the youth, like, you know what I'm saying? I was locked up with so many young brothers that was like 18, 17. These niggas got life sentencing, and they don't even know what the fuck going on.
Like, down, and some of them don't got no money for a pill like I did, you know what I'm saying? Some of them ain't got the right legal representation. And it was a sad situation to see, because it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in the car with your homeboy, you think y'all finna go in the mood. The mood done turned into a straight homicide. You ain't really built like that. You really was like a wing, man. You just jumped in the car at the wrong time. Now you coming in here, your family on you. You had to go and tell them who shot them. You ain't gonna tell them who did it. Because you ain't really built like that. So you might go in there and make a statement. You still finna get all the time because you was in the car.
Fact.
Even if you don't get life, you finna get a 20 or a 30. Your youth gone. Fine, but man. Now you come in here. They passed the paperwork around the dorm saying you made a statement. So now, not only you finna lose your youth, your time finna be hard. Because when you come in the dorm, it's already I'm being kites passed around the whole jail.
Who you is, yeah.
Who you is, yeah. Home, you know what I'm saying? Home's
yeah.
A rat.
Yeah.
When he come in there with child, eat him.
Yeah.
And then especially, like, a lot of y'all be coming in there with these gang ties.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in there, it gonna get for real. Because when you come in there and your name bad, they gonna eat you. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I just advise the youth, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand, like, with my situation, it's nothing to glorify. I'm not coming back. And I don't really do interviews. I'm doing interviews because this my family who doing this.
We chopping
it. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to glorify. And first of all, y'all young niggas got to understand y'all built in the image and the likeness of the Most High God.
Mm.
That's number one. Mm. So when you start looking at yourself like that, it's certain things you gonna do and you ain't gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a baby God. I ain't finna do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna walk with a certain, and this, I'm speaking like this because this is what I done came into, the understanding that I done came into, because I did a lot of things to get home. I had to figure it out. I had to, like, this can't be my fate. This can't be my destiny. What I gotta do to get up out of here? You know what I'm saying? So, like, for real, like, to the youth, to the young niggas that's watching this, man, y'all understand, man, at the end of the day, man, if it ain't about no money, man, if it ain't about taking care of your family, and you don't got to be hustling to get some money, it's so many ways now with the technology and everything that's going on for y'all young niggas to
mm-hmm,
eat, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little homeboy, man, he's like a fucking nerd on the internet, but he come from my hood. This nigga be making 30 to 40,000 a fucking month, bro.
Mm.
This nigga done bought two houses to the point where I'm trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what the fuck you doing? He's selling shit from China.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga is fucking selling shit.
Legal flipping.
Legal.
Yeah, legal.
I'm like, nigga.
Fantastic.
Man, nigga showed me one of his things. I'm like, boy, 10 years ago, but we would have stepped on a whole house for this.
They're like, them y'all niggas too long.
You just made 200?
Too long. Them y'all niggas got with the
clothing line.
Yeah. Them niggas done went crazy with that shit.
Man, bro.
It just, you gotta put bro, effort for some shit.
Bro, to all the youth, man, watching, man, this Big Chief, man, take it from me. It's not worth it, bro. Because all y'all niggas is not going to make it to the other side and be able to be on Big Fat's podcast and talk about it.
Real
and say what you went through. Unless you told on a nigga to, you know what I mean, or work with them, you know what I mean?
Nah, we ain't buying them. Nah, right. We don't let them stay where they at.
Right, exactly.
Shit. Hey, check this out, L. So you think, goddamn, you married, or what you got? Like, how you doing? You fuck with these bitches? What you doing?
Nah, man, I ain't fuck. Nah, I'm
gonna put you on blast, Big Fat.
Which one you doing?
You married?
Nah, listen. I got a wifey. I'm not legally married. I plan on marrying my son's mother at some point, you know what I'm saying? But I want to be all the way done with this situation because I want to give her what she deserves.
Yeah. You know, do you feel like she a part of your strength, though? That's why I'm asking you that.
To answer your question, you're absolutely correct. Because the reason why I'm saying, like, the bitches and all that shit, the cool, like, what they doing now, you know, the whole lit on Instagram and all that don't work for a real street nigga.
No.
Because I'm liable to get in some shit at any given moment. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I'm on a positive note, and I'm talking to the youth, and I'm trying to encourage them, but look, don't play with me. I'm still him. So I'm saying I'm liable to get in some shit in a moment. So I said that to say this. It's always good. If you a real street nigga, you got to have you a solid woman, bro.
Facts.
You can't be out here popping with this bitch and that bitch because...
You're being there, what?
And not only that, when your ass got to go sit down, man, them lit...
them lit chicks.
They still lit.
Ain't no VIs. Right. They ain't finna try to pull up and get a CO a pack for you so you can eat while you down the road. They ain't on none of that type of time.
True.
See what I'm saying? See, my old lady, she caught a case with me and everything. Like when I was on Rice Street fighting my case, I caught another. I made the news again. You know what I'm saying? This is big facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They charged me with running a drug operation from the county. My girl got locked up on the case. I'm just saying, bro. It's just shit like you want you a you want bro, you want a real solid female.
Solid.
You know what I'm saying? If you in the underworld or any kind of world, you want a real solid female, bro.
For sure, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I ain't with all the lit chicks and all that. I'm cool on that shit. You know what I mean? I'm gonna fuck with who been fucking with me and who been goddamn pushing up on my campaign and making sure I'm straight.
For sure. That's hey, Eldorado Red, man, we appreciate you, man, pulling up to the big facts, man, shedding light.
Man, for sure.
Telling truth, you know what I'm saying? Give everybody that Instagram, bro, and let them know where they can check out some music from you and what you got coming up.
My Instagram, King_HefeJefe2713. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram. I got a new project, Mirados 4. It's going to be A&R by this guy.
I can't wait to
Big
do
Mac
it.
Just Black.
Committed to it.
I can't wait. I've been locked in.
There you go. You
this nigga here concrete, man.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to put you down. This nigga here concrete,
facts.
Man. Big facts.
Yeah, so be looking out for that. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get Scream involved, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting you on the spot,
man. Yeah, I'm down. I just said
ain't nothing changed, nigga. I'm putting your ass on the spot.
You still on my neck.
Nah, we usually ask niggas is they eye in their headspace, but bro, I just got now really with catching chills off shit you was saying, cause I can vision a nigga at his lowest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I don't talk to you since you been home on chopped and shit, but we ain't never chopped it on like
I just want
headspace up.
I wanna say this, speaking on the head face thing before we close, to the youth once again, cause that's where I'm at the youth, man. So it like this, what I want y'all to understand, man, is things. You know what I'm saying? Just because you can't see them, that don't mean they there. Just like right here, we in this room right now. It's things in this room, whether it be particles, atoms, spirits, whatever. It's things in this room that we can't see. So it ain't always the physical that you got to be worried about. A lot of y'all niggas got to clean y'all spirit, man.
Facts.
Your heart ain't right, nigga.
Facts.
There you go.
Your heart ain't right. You hating. You waking up with
facts.
You waking up with envy in your heart. You ain't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't pure. So ain't nothing gonna come that's supposed to come. Your destiny not gonna align how it needs to align.
Preach that shit.
Clean your motherfucking spirit. Clean your heart. You know what I mean? Watch out for the things that's unseen, not the things that's seen. We ain't worried about the shit that's seen. We'll step on that shit.
Uh-huh.
It's the shit that we can't see that we need to be worried about,
man. Nah, real shit. Them spiritual battles, man.
Yeah.
Real shit.
For real, man.
This shit really works, man.
You know what? That's it on that, man.
All right, man. Much salute to you, man. You're welcome anytime. Big Facts with DJ Scream, Big Bank, and El Dorado Red.
We out.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.